A bitterly divided Supreme Court ruled today that the U.S. government may keep legal immigrants with a criminal record in jail without bond pending deportation proceedings. Thousands of legal permanent residents are currently out on bail while they fight efforts to deport them because of past brushes with the law. All or most may soon be behind bars. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Today's Supreme Court ruling came in the case of Sam Kim, who came to the U.S. with his parents from Korea when he was 6. At age 8, he became a legal permanent resident. As a teenager, Kim was arrested for burglarizing a tool shed and served 2 months in jail. 6 months later, he was arrested for shoplifting books. Convicted of petty theft with a prior, he served 1.5 years in jail. And when he was released, he was imprisoned again, this time by the INS. Like thousands of other legal permanent residents, he was caught in a 1996 law enacted by Congress to crack down on illegal immigration. The law was passed amid mounting concern that aliens ordered deported were absconding. It mandated deportation for any alien convicted of an aggravated felony, and it required that such individuals be jailed during deportation proceedings, a process that can take months or years. The definition of an aggravated felony was interpreted broadly by the INS to include crimes such as Kim's. Finding himself the target of a deportation proceeding was a shocker for Kim. His parents and brother live in the U.S. as legal residents. Indeed, his mother is a naturalized citizen. He's visited Korea a few times, but the language he knows is English, not Korean.
I'd consider this my home right here in the United States. To me, actually, Korea is more a foreign country.
After 6 months detained by the INS, a federal court ordered Kim released on bond. The federal government conceded that it did not consider him a flight risk or a danger to society, but the government contended that Congress has the authority and had used it to order even legal immigrants detained without bond while they wait for deportation hearings. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, agreed. Writing for the majority, Chief Justice William Rehnquist said that Congress, in the exercise of its broad power over immigration, may make rules for the detention of aliens that would be unacceptable if applied to citizens. Congress, he said, was justified in allowing categorical detention of all aliens because government statistics showed that 20% of them did not show up for their deportation proceedings. Joining Rehnquist in the majority were Justices Kennedy, O'Connor, Scalia, and Thomas. Immigrant groups called today's ruling devastating. Nancy Morovitz, who filed a brief on behalf of many, pointed to numerous examples of individuals who, after being released from detention on bail, were able to prove that they should not be deported. One case even involved a decorated Vietnam veteran held for deportation because of a marijuana distribution conviction. The veteran, born in the Netherlands, claimed that he'd become a naturalized U.S. citizen while in the Marines. Nonetheless, he was held by the INS for 5 months and only able to prove his claim after a judge ordered his release on bond. Lawyer Nancy Morovitz.
If he'd been living under the decision that the Supreme Court issued today, he would have spent much, much longer in detention, and he might never have been able to prove that he was a citizen.
Immigration rights lawyers say that even though today's ruling is a dramatic setback, many immigrants may still be able to successfully challenge their deportation. Mr. Kim, for instance, still plans to challenge his on the grounds that his crime was not the type of serious offense for which Congress intended automatic deportation. The ACLU's Judith Rabinowitz, who argued the Kim case in the Supreme Court, contends that the Supreme Court ruling leaves other questions unresolved as well. She notes that the court's majority opinion accepted the government's contention that the average removal proceeding is completed within 47 days.
Throughout the majority's opinion, there's an assumption that detention is very brief. And I think that there's going to be an open question whether, for individuals who are detained for longer periods of time, to what extent that will begin to raise due process issues.
Indeed, Justice Kennedy, the crucial fifth vote in today's ruling, filed a concurring opinion in which he specifically said that if the detention of a legal permanent resident became unreasonable in length, the Constitution could require an individualized assessment of whether release would pose a risk of flight or dangerousness. Dissenting from today's ruling were Justices Souter, Ginsburg, Stevens, and Breyer. In a rare spoken dissent from the bench, Souter castigated the majority for allowing the government to lock up an individual that the government concedes poses no risk of flight or threat. To allow such an imprisonment, he said, flies in the face of the constitutional guarantee of liberty. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.